welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making alts. And as you can tell from our opening sound, love has come to Azeroth. Yes, it's the annual World of Warcraft celebration of Valentine's Day. And done in Blizzard style, there are a lot of fun little things you can do. Those of us who have been playing since last year will recognize most of them. But they're still fun to do, and they're even more fun to do with your new characters. What happens is, you can go to an innkeeper, and you'll find this out in-game. I won't give away too much of the details. But you can go to an innkeeper and buy tokens of love. They come in stacks of 10, and they're soulbound. And you can buy perfume and cologne. The perfume and cologne are not soulbound, so you can gift them to other people. You can mail them, you can sell them, or whatever you want to do with them. But you need, actually you need both. I think you need both. But what happens is, and it's kind of funny because it shows that Blizzard is, I don't know, kind of in the past, or, you know, I don't know if we want to debate this, but if there's a female NPC and she has a heart over her head, which means she hasn't recently offered up tokens of adoration, you can right-click on her, and these are usually the guards, and there's some of the other NPCs that you can do as well. But you right-click on them, and along with their normal dialogue box, they have one that asks if you want to offer them a token of affection. And if you do this, they will give you something called a token of adoration, I believe it's called. And what happens with this is you open it up. It's actually a box. You get what's called a pledge of adoration. And they're different from each city. There's Orgrimmar, there's Thunderbluff. Unfortunately, the Silvermoon city on my server is bugged, so you can't get one from there. But you get these packages, and you open them up, and they have different things. It can be, there's these collectible cards, there's chocolates, there's something called Unbestowed Friendship Bracelet, which is something you're going to need because sometimes when you go to a guard or one of the NPCs, they will break your heart. And then you cannot get another token until you get someone to offer you one of these bracelets. And when you do that, you offer them a bracelet, you select them, and then you right-click on the bracelet, and you get something called the Power of Friendship, which I'm assuming gives you some extra little buff. Yeah, I think it increases your power and something. So that's kind of neat. And it goes on and on because you can collect the cards. The cards are different. There's the Orgrimmar Grunt cards. There's Thunderbluff cards. There's Undercity cards. I'm sure there's some for the Alliance cards. And you do this, and when you get a certain stack, you can right-click on them just the same way you do with the Green Hill Stranglethorn Missing Pages, and also the, what's that thing in Ashen Vale? Oh, the Shredder Missing Manual Pages. So you can right-click on them, and they become something. There's some pie slices that become a whole pie. And then you can turn these in, and you can get some other little things. But it's a neat kind of fun thing, and I've been enjoying it. You can get some candy, which is really offers some nice buffs, and you also can get some love fools, which is a dummy, and it works a lot like the dummy that the engineer can make, so that you can put it on the ground and distract mobs, and then you know attack them while they're attacking this dummy. So, that's what's going on right now in Azeroth. The most neat thing about it is people are running around these cities, and every once in a while someone will say, "Will you cheer me up? Can you fix my broken heart?" And there was one person who was saying, "Don't go to so and so," referring to the NPC. "He broke my heart twice. I'm trying not to let it bother me. I'm trying to get past it." I thought that was kind of crude, kind of a Rose playing the whole thing. So that's a neat little Valentine's thing. And I would suggest that you get all your alts in and have every one of them log in and get something from this, because these are very neat buffs that will come in handy at a later date. Now, there's some things I've been wanting to cover. This is going to be episode 11. Oh, I forgot to mention that. And it's recorded Sunday, February the 11th. And I want to talk about what I've been doing in segment one, what's going on. And there's a couple of things I wanted to go over that I'm not sure I mentioned like I wanted to mention in my last episode, because I was really going on the whole door boxing cheating thing. And by the way, if you've listened to that episode, I want to hear your input on whether or not you think door boxing is cheating. You can give me an email at controlaltwow, that's CTRLALTWOW at gmail.com, and let me know what you think. I am enjoying it so much that, you know, I don't want it to be cheating. But anyways, back to today's episode. We talked about Valentine's Day in Azeroth. I know there's a couple of things that were kind of funny. The perfume and cologne that you put on determines who you can get an adoration from. If you put on perfume, you can only get adoration from male guards. If you put on cologne, you will only get adoration from female guards or female NPCs. I don't know what statement Blizzard's trying to make with this, but I guess it's the same thing as Hallmark with the male and female bears that only click together. But there are a couple of funny, interesting exceptions, or not exceptions, but just, for instance, the Undercity Guardians, those big things with the arm hanging out and the in the middle and the all the little growths on them and things, will only respond if you have on cologne, which would lead one to think that they are female, which I thought was interesting. And I think there was another one, but I can't think of it right now. If anyone else has any examples of the oddness of this whole male-female thing, please send me an email, and I'll talk about it on the next show. It doesn't matter which one you are. If you're male, you can put on perfume or cologne. And if you're female, you can put on perfume or cologne. The only difference will be whom you can get the adoration from. Okay, and my next subject in what's going on is I wanted to talk about some add-ons. And I don't know if I covered them very well in my last podcast, but I wanted to mention a couple of that I use. I use Auctioneer. I think anybody that's trying to make money in World of Warcraft is using Auctioneer. And Character Viewer. Character Viewer is definitely something you need if you have a lot of alts. If I mentioned this in the last podcast, I apologize, but Character Viewer has just been updated, and it lets you see what each character has in their bags and in their bank. But they do have to open up their bags and banks while they are once on the computer that you have the add-ons on. Most add-ons, I think all add-ons, are computer specific, which means that if you open them somewhere else, on someone else's computer, if you run World of Warcraft on someone else's computer, you're not going to have access to the add-ons that you have on your computer at home, and that the information is stored on your computer, which actually is a great idea because you would not want to have it be anywhere else, particularly on the internet, because you know someone else could then have access to information about your alts. The way it is now is it's on your computer and that's where it stays, and that's the only place you can use it. For instance, I use two computers. If I go to I usually keep one count on one computer and one account on the other computer. If I happen to change that or use one count on another computer, it won't be able to see the alts unless that particular alt has been used on that computer. Oh, I just found out that Booty Bay has perfume and love tokens. Sorry if I'm going back and forth here, but there were a couple of things I wanted to cover about the Valentine's thing. I think I briefly mentioned that Silver Moon City is bugged. You can't get the tokens or the perfume from the innkeeper, but you can just hop over to Undercity, get the tokens and the perfume or the cologne from the innkeeper in Undercity, and then run back to Silver Moon City. The smaller cities like Crossroads do not carry the perfume tokens, nor I don't think. Now, I'm pretty sure that the NPCs there do not give out anything. But I am in Booty Bay with my Alliance character, April, and my Horde character, Aprilian. Boy, is that confusing or what? And they are both getting their little love trinkets. And let's go show some affection to, I guess you're going to be giving affection to gnomes, huh? Oh, this is funny. She's done the perfume, and she's in Booty Bay, but nobody has the heart on them. The heart shows up for a short time, shows up as long as no one has gone up to give them adoration. But maybe, oh, but you know what? I think the problem is that it has to be a character that you normally would talk to and get information from. Maybe that's why it's all the guards stuff. Well, we'll just fly to a city. It's kind of a bummer because I actually had Aprilian on the ship going to Ratchet, and then she was going to take the Windrider to either Ogrimmar or Thunderbluff. But when I saw that April was getting her tokens and perfume from the vendor, the innkeeper in Booty Bay, I thought that the NPCs in Booty Bay would be playing, but they're not. So let's take April up to the Griffin Rider. I remember my first time in Booty Bay with an Alliance character. I actually went to the Windrider, the Horde flight path, and the Horde flyers attacked me. I was so shocked by it. I'm just used to going a certain way and running over there, and didn't even think about the fact that I wasn't a Horde character, that it was a Horde flight path. Okay, so now April's gonna go to Ironforge. Okay, now, I guess enough about this Valentine's Day thing, although it's very sweet, and I like it, even though a lot of it is the same thing as last year. Okay, I wanted to mention some things that I've been doing with my Alliance and Horde character. Speaking of April, I have an Alliance character, a Draenei, in Exodore, who's just hanging out at the mailbox in front of the auction house, and I noticed, I just had him looking at some stuff on the auction house, and I was fooling around with auctioneer, and I noticed that there was a bunch of wool really cheap. I have been looking for wool for this whole quartermaster donation thing, because you get a little bit of, you get wrap and you get some XP, like 650, but it's still a nice way to pick up some XP for not doing a lot of work. And so it was just, I was just amazed because on the Horde server on Balgun, of course, I'd like to hear what other servers, how other servers are doing, if it's the same thing, if Alliance is cheaper on wool than on the Horde side, because the 20 stack, a stack of 20 wool on the Horde was over a gold, and on the Alliance side, it was 30 copper, 45 copper, tops 50 copper. So T-Rex, the Draenei I have stored there, I think he's a level 7 hunter. And he, a level 7 rogue, he had 7 gold pieces on him, so he bought, was able to buy with 7 gold, or less than
I am
7 gold.
honored. Good luck. Oh,
He was able to buy 23 stacks of 20 gold, of 20 wool cloth. And that was awesome because 23 stacks, that's 7 times 3 at least. And I think I might have had I have some alts who have wool cloth. So I was able to take that wool and give it to people, give it to particularly the twins, Pearl and Z, and they're able to go around to Undercity and Orgrimmar and Thunderbluff and wherever to get that extra little bonus. So I'm gonna pause for a second, I'll be right back.
Strength and honor for the Horde.
Okay, I'm back, and I just wanted to reiterate the whole process between Alliance and Horde and selling. I don't know if you've listened to all the podcasts or not, but I have April, who is a Draenei. I think she's a level 7 or 8, maybe she's 8 at this point. And she made it all the way from the starting area, or I think Aramist Isle, via Dust Wallow Marsh, and then I had somebody escort her. Happened to be a Prillian who is a Horde player, and it was very difficult if I had had a, of course, if I had a higher level Horde player, I wouldn't, I mean, Alliance player, I wouldn't have needed to escort my Alliance player at all. And anyway, she went through Dust Wallow Marsh, and then she went through the Barrens and over to Booty Bay, and there is a auction house that the Alliance and Horde can both use. And when I find something that particularly, like the non-combatant cross-faction pets that I wanted to put on auction on the opposite faction, I can then have the Alliance character put it on the auction. Usually I do it at a cheap price. Have the Horde player in either Booty Bay or Tanaris. There's got to be another. Is that, I think those are the only two Horde Alliance auctions. And then have the Horde quickly purchase it because she's already got it in search, and she already knows what she's looking for, what the other player is going to be selling. And then she quickly runs back, and then she quickly sells it, and then we do it over and over again. Usually, I have T-Rex is now sending moths to April, and then Aprillian's buying them and sending them to Ilya, who is my banker alt in Orgrimmar, and she can quickly sell them. So, she is now doing this. I'm trying to play, and somebody's asking my ASL, and I can't stand that. I think it means, to me, ASL means American Sign Language, but I think it means age, sex, and location. And I'm going to tell them, I don't think so. I mean, what difference does it make on my age, sex, and location? So if that was you in Ironforge asking April your age, her age, sex, and location, she isn't going to tell you. Anyways, back to the podcast. So I found the wool, and then the wool was sent to T-Rex, sent the wool to April, and Aprilian was able to buy it and distribute it to all my alts. And then, oh, the same thing happened with some bags. I don't know if, well, of course you know. There are some new bags out there, and they can only be found in Outland. One of them is a gem bag, which holds 20 gems. There's a mining bag, which holds 20 pieces of mining stuff, and that includes rocks, which is nice, and a whole bunch of different mining stuff, and ores, of course. So I got a couple of those, and I couldn't find them on the Horde's auction house. And also, oh, the engineering case, which is great because it holds a bunch of engineering stuff. And it even holds engineering manufactured stuff, which I think is really important because it's one thing to have the engineering stuff that's held, you know, like the spanner thing that the engineer uses and all that, but to also hold the sheep and the mortars and all the stuff that you end up making when you're engineering, because there's so much stuff you make and there's so many things that you're going to need to put with a bunch of other stuff to keep going. So, and the engineering bag or toolbox, as it's called a heavy toolbox. It looks like one of those little trunks that you have to unlock, you know, like the thorium trunk or whatever, or the things you get when you're fishing. So it's kind of cute, but they're very expensive, and like I said, I could not find them anywhere on the auction house and on the Horde server. So I had T-Rex keep an eye out on the Alliance auction house, and he was able to use the money that he had gotten from selling the baby, the dragon hawk hatchlings that April had sent him, that she had gotten from Aprilian, who had gotten it from one of the blood elves in Silvermoon, Eversong Woods. And anyways, he had enough money that he was able to get the heavy toolbox, which I think he ended up spending at least 15, 18 gold pieces for, a mining bag and a gem bag, and they come in really handy. I mean, 20 slots, they're soul bound, of course, but I do have an engineer alt. I don't use her very often, but she had a lot of stuff, and she was also one of my storage alts that was Profire, so I sent that to her, and she's very happy with it. So that's one of the things that I've been doing. Now, I'd like to talk about the things that I've seen and just a little comments. I saw some nether whelps, and I did a short interview, which I'm going to share with you right now. It's going to be kind of weird because the interview was actually done in text while I was in Silver Moon City. I would like to do some interviews using Skype, but you know, I don't want to go up to people and say, hey, can you get on Skype and so I can interview you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you the text that I I saved. I used Snap Z Pro, which is a image capture, and it also does movies, so I just highlighted that section of the chat area, and I recorded it, and so now I can read it back to you. It's kind of neat to be able to do that. I know there's probably some other add-on that will export chat text, but this worked for me. And so I was in Silver Moon City with one of my alts, and I saw Anemia, A-N-E-M-I-A, in one of the inns in Silver Moon City, and she had another whelp. And it's a cute little thing, and I wanted to just find out, you know, interview her about it. And so this is Anemia of the Balgon server, and so I asked her if she would do an interview with me for my podcast, and she said, sure. And so I asked her, how much in advance did you reserve your collector's edition? And she said, 2 months. I said, are you happy with it? She said, yes, very. Lots of good stuff came with the edition. When did it arrive? That was my question. And she said she picked it up herself. And I said, did you get it at midnight? And she said, no, she got it from Best Buy. My mouth isn't working. Best Buy the next day, so she actually had to wait. And she got it first thing in the morning, right when they opened the door. And she said she's enjoying the whole collector's edition. And I asked her where she put her mouse pad. And that's going to be my question for everyone who got the collector's edition. Where did you put your mouse pad? And she said she put it at work. So she brought it to work, and she uses it at work as her mouse pad, which is kind of neat. And I want to thank Anemia for taking the time out to answer my questions in chat. I'm looking for other people to ask some questions. If you have a collector's edition, I'd like to ask where you put your mouse pad. And you can write me at controlaltwow@gmail.com, or you can do a search for me on the Balgon server. And, you know, I know that most of you know, but you can do a /who, and then you just erase what's on the bottom. And if you put in Control, Alt, Wow, which is three separate words, CTRL space ALT space WOW, you will come up with my alts that are currently online at the Balgon server. And that will work with anybody if you're looking for anybody on in a particular guild. Just do the who, then you move out the search parameters and put in that guild's name, and it'll pop up everybody that's in that guild. Of course, if it's a name or something, it'll also pop up anyone who happens to have that in their name. So that's interesting. Okay, so let's go on to the next segment, which is Alt Roundup.
I hope you find something useful. May I be of service? May you find what you seek.
Alt Roundup. This is where I kind of run down what I've been doing with my different alts. See if I can give you some ideas. Maybe you might have some ideas. Today I'd like to start off with actually listing my alts. And when I talk about alts on this podcast, I'm mostly talking about my alts on the Balgon server. I have alts on other servers like Alaria and Silverhand and Hellscream and Lightning Hoof, but I very rarely play them, and especially since the Burning Crusade, I spent some time transferring over my alts from Alaria, taking advantage of the free transfers because Alaria was so full, and it was always a queue when you logged in, especially on Friday, Saturday nights. And so I have on my two accounts, and I call my accounts by the top alt in each account. Aprilian, who is a level 53 hunter, has the following alts. Arachia, who is a level 9 hunter, and she's just a banker or storage, or some people call them mules. Then Sharina, who is a level 14 priest. Trishel, who's a level 42 hunter. Draylina is a level 6 druid, and she's another mule, as long with Darlin, who is a level 9 hunter, and Sly, who is a level 6 warrior. He actually has a whole bunch of bags of snowballs. I don't know why I did that, but they were so cheap, and you never know. I also have a few of those helpers, those Christmas helpers, the little reindeer pets, and I haven't used any of them, but if you were to buy one, or if I were to give one to someone, I'd have to give them a whole bunch of snowballs, because in order for the helpers to be summoned, you must have a snowball in your inventory. Prill, these last three, by the way, are all from the new races. Prill is a level 19 hunter. She's a blood elf. T-Rex is a level 7 Draenei, and Creed is a level 10 priest blood elf. T-Rex is a Draenei hunter, and he is just a mule. He's the one that does all the auctioning, that I've mentioned him several times already. Now, Rillfire, who is on my other account, has the following alts. D'April is a level 14 shaman. She's just a mule. Pearlfire was a warlock that I used to play a lot. In fact, my first character ever on World of Warcraft was a warlock on Lightning Hoof server. And I really got into it. I love the Succubus, the Imp, and the Voidwalker. And she was also an engineer, which... those are two very confusing, complicated things to combine, the class of warlock and the profession of engineer. And I really got into it. I really loved keeping up with my soul shards. But once I got a hunter, I realized that it didn't really have to be that complicated. And it's the timing in a warlock, especially when getting a soul shard. People think getting a soul shard is so easy. Oh, you just kill something and you suck it off of them. But you have to suck it off at the right moment. If you do it too soon and the thing that's hitting you is aiming at you or aiming at your pet, and you don't stop and heal them or send them some, I think you can, there's some kind of a health exchange you can do with the pet, I forgot what it's called, then, you know, either you or the pet dies, and if you do it too soon, then the cast runs out and you don't get a soul stone. So you have to do it at, you have to measure the time, or if you do it too late, that's another thing, you go to cast soul stone, and before you could suck the mob's soul out, the thing goes and dies on you. How ungrateful is that, you know? So, once I started doing Hunter, I kind of got away from Warlock. So, Pearlfire has been sitting in Thunderbluff. And lately, I've been, I want to say raping. I've been just plumbing her for all her good stuff, because I found out that she was pretty loaded with silver bars. And she actually could make a mithril tube, which I needed for that robot gorilla in Angora Crater. And she has a bunch of good stuff. So anyways, and I also send stuff to her. So she's my mule, Pearlfire, level 26 warlock. Then there's my level 18 rogue, Theo. And my level 36 rogue, Rillia. And Trillfire, who's a priest, and she's level 28. I used to play her a lot, but priests are really complicated. She's got good tailoring. In fact, she can make robes of Arcana. I forget which one of my alts, but I had to go in some tower in the middle of Alliance territory, and I think for like almost 3 hours straight, maybe 4 hours straight, I fought off these mobs trying to get the Robes of Arcania recipe to drop, and it finally dropped, and soul-stoned out of there, and then sent the recipe to Trailfire, so she can do Robes of Arcania, and she can do the Mage Weave bags for enchanting. So she does, every once in a while I send her stuff and she sends me back stuff and I put it on Auction House, so she's pretty good for that. And I have Ilya, who is a level 8 shaman, and she's just a mule. And then we have the last three characters who are new races. There's April. She's the Draenei, a level 7 warrior who does all my little swapping with the one in Exodor. She's the one that has the flight path to Booty Bay. Then there's Z. Z is Pril's twin, and he's a level 19 rogue. And then there's Control-Alt-Wow, which is a level 11 warrior, which I mentioned last week I made because I wanted to be able to use mail, and I had to, she actually is not a new case, a new race, I mean, she's actually a orc, because I wanted a warrior to go with Creed the Priest. I thought they would make a good combination, and I found out that Blood Elves couldn't be warriors, so she's an orc, but she is practically an adopted Blood Elf, because she is spending her whole early period in Silvermoon, Eversong Woods, and right now she's in Silvermoon City. Okay, so I want to wrap up what I've done last week, which is I did a lot of leveling of Creed and Control-Alt-Wow, and Creed has been doing some disenchanting. It's kind of funny now because, you know, disenchanting changed. The last disenchanter I had, or enchanter I had, well, Rillia, who's a level 36 rogue, is an enchanter, and she's, I think, 250 now. I know she's past the point where she went to Aldemon to get the master enchanting thing, training. And Sharina's done some disenchanting, is an enchanter. But of course, the big difference between all of them and Creed is that now each item has a specific level that they can disenchant, and it's kind of funny and interesting when he gets something and it rolls over and it turns out that he doesn't, I roll the two tip over, it turns out that he's not high enough to disenchant that. Also, what's kind of neat about it though is that it does kind of give you an indication of what you might get, because if it says it can be enchanted by a level 1 enchanter, then you know most likely you're going to get strange dust, which, you know, everybody has plenty of. They've been doing all the quests in Eversongwood. I want to get them all the way up to 20 there, and do all the things that Pril and Z didn't do because they went to the Barrens. Let's see, my next pair, Pril and Z, have been trying to get to level 20. They spent a long time in the Barrens doing the Razorman quest, you know, getting those getting the 60 boar things that they needed, and getting killing so many Razormen and everything. And they actually have been doing very well, getting up to 20. And here's the other thing that I've been doing. They went into Ragefire Chasm, and they were doing pretty good. They actually got up to the guy that has the satchel, and then realized that they didn't have the quest to get the guy that has the satchel. So I actually had them run back to Thunderbluff, and they got that quest, and now they're going back. But they were up to the guy, to the Talazanian guy, and they were getting kind of overwhelmed because there are the burning, I hate when I lose track of these things, but the guys that are with the Voidwalker, that are in there with them, in protecting all the big guys, all the bosses in Ragefire Chasm, and they kept getting beat down. So I did a little swapping, and I don't know what the ethical thing is for this, but I had Rillia, who is a level 38 rogue, join me join Pril in Rage Fire Chasm, and what she would do is she would go up enough to clear out the worst of the mobs, and since she is on the same account that Z is on, she had to, I logged off Z and made Prill the leader of the group, and then she would invite Rillia in. Rillia would come in, clear out some mobs, and then Rillia would leave, and then Prill would invite Z back in. Z would log back in, and he would come back in, and he was able to get, we were able to take down the boss, that first boss, pretty easy by ourselves. But then the second boss was too surrounded by people, and we couldn't take him down. But I went ahead, Pearl went ahead and let Rillia help her take down the second boss. But then I realized that maybe if we came back, we're a little rested. Oh, that was the other thing. We got killed a couple of times. And what we actually were able to do, and I didn't know you could do this in an instance, but we were able to leave the instance, come out and run down to the drag. Because down at the drag, there's a couple of armor people in there with the leather worker, there's one, and I think in with the tailor, there's one. And we were able to get healed and then go back into the instance. And also sell off stuff because we kept getting our pouches full. And then after trying that and getting whooped a few times, that's when I called Rillia. And she helped, but, you know, it was still better that Z and Pearl went in by themselves. And they're going to go back, and they're going to try to get through it. And Z's about ready, Pearl's about ready to ding 20. Z's not too far behind. He's about one-third of the way in. What'll be nice about both Z and Pearl is that once they ding 20, Pearl's leather working is almost at 150, and she'll be able to train to the higher one. But what's really exciting is that Z will be able to train up to Master Jewel Crafter. So I'm looking forward to the stuff that he'll be able to make. He actually was a recipient of two of the bag purchases on the Horde side. He got a gem pouch, which holds 20 gems, and I've been sending all my gems to him. Also, the jewel kit fits in there, too, which is nice. But what was really funny is the blue pearl doesn't go in there. I don't know why the blue pearl isn't a gem, but it sounds like one. And he's ready for that next jump. He hasn't been making anything because he wanted to wait. And he has a gem bag, which holds 20, and it's stocked full of gems. He wants to do some prospecting, and he's got mithril ore and iron ore, which he can prospect. I don't know why, but you can't prospect silver ore. You can prospect gold. I mean, you can prospect copper, and you can prospect iron and mithril, and that's as high as, you know, what he's had. Oh, and you can prospect tin, but you can't prospect silver or gold. I wonder what the reasoning is behind that. Anyways, the other thing that we did was we did try to go into Wailing Cavern, and we were able to get as far as getting that bottle of wine. But that was a little overwhelming, so we decided, Pearl and Z decided to go back to Rage Fire Chasm first. So they've got the quest from the person on the Elder Rise in Thunder Bluff. And now they're going to go back in and see how that works out. And as for my other alts, I haven't really been doing much with my upper level alts. Aprilian's just been selling stuff with April, just because she can get to Strangle Thorn Vale and Booty Bay quicker than the others. Real Fire hasn't been doing anything, although I did bring them all out for Valentine's Day so they can get the buffs. And what I did was I actually designated one of my alt as the recipient of all the cards, because you can trade the cards, and the flowers, I think the pies. Some people are even selling them on Auction House. And she will then distribute to who are best needed for, you know, solving the quests, and who, you know, hopefully everybody will get a chance to solve the quest, but, you know, there's some alts that don't need to. In fact, I have some Halloween candy on some alts that will never get out and play, actually do any battle, so the candy's just kind of sitting there taking up room. I actually ended up deleting some just to make space at one point. But that brings us to the end of Alt Roundup.
Are you challenging me? That's not funny. You dispute my honor? Back off, whelp. Will you stop touching me?
Okay, this brings us to favorite places in WoW. This week, I have to say that my favorite places has been the instances I went into. I really love going into instances, and I usually don't have time to finish the whole thing. So doing this duel boxing with two of my alts has been a lot of fun. There's just something very fascinating about going into an instance, and, you know, you might even know the layout beforehand, but it's still a challenge. And of course, you know, the mobs are all elite. And I've enjoyed Ragefire Chasm, and I think sometime this week I'm probably going into Wailing Cavern as well. So I'd have to say that my favorite places this week include Ragefire Chasm and Wailing Caverns and instances in general. And I'd love to hear your favorite places in WoW, so send me an email. Also, I've been enjoying, of course, all the love shown by the NPCs. That's kind of neat, too.
Anu Ballore Delinar, mind yourself. Run away, pest. These are dark times indeed.
Well, this brings us to the end of Episode 11. This has been a really good week for me. I did something really silly in that I upgraded, downgraded, reverse graded my computer system. And so now I have two 20-inch monitors that I can play better. I was playing on a 20-inch monitor and my MacBook Pro, which was shifting my viewpoint back and forth, but now I have two monitors side by side and it works so much better. And I would advise you all to go out there and enjoy Valentine's Day. It's been really kind of fun. I hope they can fix the glitch in Silvermoon City and in Exodore too. I noticed that you can't buy the perfume and tokens from an Exodor person, and it wouldn't be so bad if you could at least send somebody the tokens, but the tokens are soulbound. So if you are stuck in Exodor, you can't do anything. You can go to one of the other cities and get the stuff you need, the tokens and the perfume, but then you have to get back, which I think I might try to do that with my alt in Exodor and see how long it takes him to get to Ironforge, I guess, is the nearest one, or maybe Tal'Drassil. Anybody have any experience with that, please give me an email at controlaltwow@gmail.com. Also, I'd like to do some more interviews, and I would really love to do some interviews on Skype. What I kind of had in mind was that I would actually go to your server and interview you while you're playing. You could tell us a little bit about what you're wearing, what your character's doing, what your alts are doing, maybe even talk about your guild. So if you email me, then we can exchange Skype information and we can set that up if you're interested. One thing I wanted to say, before you try to get your tokens of adoration from an NPC in any of the cities, Make sure you have room in your bag. You will get one package, and then if you right-click on it, it will open up into several different packages. So you don't want to go to the NPC and click on it and have a full inventory, because you won't get anything. And in addition, there are some quests out there as well for the holiday season, and they're kind of neat to do. So, and this is April, or Aprillion, signing off from Control-Alt-WoW for now, and see you next week.
I grow weary of this. Is there a problem? I am not amused. Are you insane? I'm starting to hate you. What is it?
I am honored. Good luck.